Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter says he would have liked for Myers to go through the confirmation hearings so she could have helped determine her own fate. George Bush says things don't happen instantly, but things are happening. Bush has gotten a look at storm damage in southern Florida, visiting the National Hurricane Center, stopping at a relief distribution center in Pompano Beach. Bush and his brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, met with victims who were being fed barbecued pork, potatoes, and bread. Bush says he knows millions who don't have power are pretty frustrated, but he says the government is doing all it can to get things back to normal. The number of dead from Hurricane Wilma in Florida now stands at 14, including 5 carbon monoxide deaths. One man died today in Deerfield Beach. They're apparently being overcome by carbon monoxide fumes from a generator he was running because the power is out. Forecasters are saying Tropical Storm Beta is expected to become a hurricane in the next day or so. Beta's maximum wind's about 60 miles an hour. The storm is 165 miles east of Nicaragua. They say it's not expected to threaten the U.S. Beta is the Atlantic hurricane season's 23rd named storm. That's a new record. The number of dead from an Israeli missile attack in a Gaza refugee camp is now 7. Witnesses say a leading Islamic Jihad militant and his assistant among those killed when at least 2 missiles hit a white car in a refugee camp. The airstrike, the latest in a series of Israeli attacks, part of escalating violence that has all but buried peace efforts. For the moment, the Israeli military confirms it carried out the attack. Efforts to honor Rosa Parks in the nation's capital. Lawmakers have a resolution for the late civil rights pioneer to lie in honor Sunday and Monday in the Capitol Rotunda. She would be the first woman ever so honored. Another in a series of events to honor Parks happened yesterday in her hometown. More than 200 people linked arms marched through Tuskegee, Alabama. Parks' funeral is scheduled for Wednesday in Detroit. She died Monday in Detroit at age 92. This is Air America Radio News.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And You should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Seekers, Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We have a lot of ground to cover, as you can well imagine. The withdrawal by George Bush of Harriet Miner's name is really no surprise. We're going to talk about that, of course, from its reality-based aspect, and that is that the Christo-fascists in this country told George, look, we've allowed you 5 years of stealing anything you wanted to steal, prancing around any way you wanted to prance around. It's time for you to deliver for us. We told you when we put you in office that we want to move this country to a theocracy, and the last person we need is your attorney up there. We'll get into that. Also, Larissa Alexandrovna from rawstory.com, she is their senior news editor, I believe. She's going to be joining us a few minutes from her hotel room in Florida to discuss one of the big stories not getting any media coverage today. Well, getting some, but not to the extent that the Harriet Miers kick to the curb story has been getting. Also, another Republican operative indicted, this one in Ohio today. And what else have we got here? Just way too much to try to pack it into one show, but we're going to try. Tom DeLay, whiny little bastard, came out this afternoon with a mailer. He says, you know, Tom DeLay, who's under indictment on God only know what, campaign finance violations, he sent out a letter to his half-witted supporters today saying it's the Democrats' fault and accusing them of engaging in the politics of personal destruction. Hey, that's really a cool term, politics of... Let's write that down. Maybe we can use that sometime. The politics of personal destruction. Wow. Nice alliteration there, too, DeLay. You half-wit. Aren't you tired of that expression? It was Newt Gingrich who invented the term. And when Tom DeLay tried to overthrow Newt and didn't work... the word list was enhanced. But anyway, the politics, it's all the Democrats' fault. The letter was sent to his constituents and his contributors, and in the letter it says, what we're fighting is so much larger than a single court case or a single district attorney in Travis County. We are witnessing the criminalization of conservative politics. End quote. Well, yeah, you dumb bastard. It's you and all you Republicans who are criminalizing conservative politics. You betcha, freak, moron, jackass. But I'm sure the letter will generate all sorts of revenue to roll in for Tom DeLay's legal defense fund, don't you think? It's amazing to me. The Republicans who are criminalized. Look at this government. Jesus, God. I mean, what does it take? The only thing lacking at this point is for one of the conservative Supreme Court justices to be caught in bed with a live girl or a dead boy. Or is it a dead boy or a live girl? I don't know, but... that's the only thing missing. The Speaker of the House, Denny Hamlin, well, he's not really the Speaker of the House. The House Majority Leader, who is really the Speaker of the House, this pig Tom DeLay is under indictment. Everybody around Bush is going to be indicted, and Cheney. I don't have to run it down for you. It just cracks me up. It just cracks me up. What we are witnessing is the criminalization of conservative politics. Yeah. Yeah, moron. That's exactly right. You're spot on, as they say, Tom. You and your clutch of freaks. DeLay has launched an aggressive defense after being indicted September 28th on charges he illegally funneled corporate campaign contributions to candidates for the Texas legislature. That's essentially what the charge was brought against this Ohio freak. What's his name? No? N-O-E? Yeah. The coin boy? Same thing. This is what the Republicans are liars. Conservatives are liars. They're cheats. They're sneaks. In Tom DeLay's case, he loves to hear stories about 12 and 13 and 11-year-old little girls being brought from South Asia to the Mariana Islands where they can be raped and molested by the South Asian managers of the important American factories, sweatshops, really. And Tom DeLay, of course, when asked several years ago to please get some legislation passed to make this a criminal offense, you'd think it would be already, but he politely demurred and said, well, you know, I like to watch 10-year-old girls being raped. I like to see the videos, so leave me out of it, you pig. He's launched an aggressive defense seeking to have the judge removed because the judge happens to be a Democrat. Oh! And he wants the district attorney, he says, because he's a Democrat. DeLay says he's pursuing the case for political reasons. You halfwit. God, it's going to be great to see your ass go to prison. Maybe you can get a cell with the pig man. Have I mentioned? Yeah, of course I have. In Ohio, the Toledo Blade is reporting a federal grand jury there has indicted Tom Noe, who's a former coin dealer, who is charged with laundering money into Bush's reelection campaign. Just like DeLay, only this is money laundering into Bush's campaign. Of course, Bush knew about it. The attorney said he was called this afternoon and informed of the indictment, and the attorney said there were no negotiations between Noe and the prosecutors. Well, what the hell are you going to negotiate when you're flat stone guilty? There's nothing to negotiate. Anyway, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio, one Gregory White, held the news conference in Toledo and announced a major public corruption indictment. Major public corruption indictment. Jesus, these people are just disgusting. Noe was a Bush pioneer. He helped raise $100,000 for Bush campaign, the Bush campaign in, 2000 and 2004. And also being questioned by the grand jury, our Toledo City Councilman Betty Schultz, the Lucas County, that's Toledo, Commissioner Maggie Thurber, and Donna Owens, who's a former Toledo mayor. All of these people, they're all Republicans. They all made contributions at a Bush fundraiser in October 2003 in Columbus, Ohio. And let's hope they all go to prison. It's amazing, isn't it? Huh? Yeah, Tom, you conservatives are criminalizing a dead movement anyway. Your movement died years ago. The corpse is still twitching. But it's guys like you, Tom, and Noe, and Bush, and Cheney, and Libby, and Wolfowitz, and the rest of you ghouls, you're killing your own movement. But that's to be expected. It's to be expected, because all of you are just kind of ghoulish anyway. Now, Myers, the real reason that Myers withdrew, or was told to withdraw, you don't embarrass your president by saying, oh, listen, thanks for the nomination, I'm out of here. Bush was told by, I think Frist was one of them, and somebody else went to see Bush and said, look, you're going to have to get rid of her. Why? Because the Christo-fascists, the fake Christians, are champing at the bit here, and there's going to be hell to pay, and it's going to fracture the party, so let her go. Throw her to the wolves. Kick her to the curb. She doesn't matter anyway. You can still have her as your attorney. Get rid of her. And Bush said, okay, all right, sure, no problem. The real reason that the Christian right went nuts on this woman, she said in a speech more than a decade ago, according to the Washington Post, that, quote, self-determination, end quote, self-determination should guide decisions about abortion and school prayer. And that in cases where scientific facts are disputed and religious beliefs vary, quote, government should not act, end quote. Oh, Jesus, self-determination? We can't have any of that. These are Christians, fake Christians. These are fake Christians. These are Christo-Nazis. These are people who would bloody Christ again. These are people, you see, the Christo-Nazis, who the last thing you want is self-determination. No, no, no. You have to follow people like Dobson, a real thug and a punk. Oh, God, is he disgusting. Or Falwell. You can't question authority. Don't question authority, especially not biblical authority, Christian authority. Jesus, we all have to stay here snuggly in the 12th century. Everybody shut up. Sit down. Harriet Myers said, what? self-determination, that bitch is gone. And she is. In a 1993 speech to a Dallas women's group, Myers talked about abortion, separation church and state, and how the issues play out in the legal system. She said, quote, "The underlying theme in most of these cases is the insistence of more self-determination. And the more I think about these issues, the more self-determination makes sense," end quote. Wow. Harriet Myers is somebody I could have done business with, huh? But the Christo-Nazis in this country, these fake Christ-murdering Christians who are just a complete abomination. They said to George, look, half-wit, we put you in office, we can take you out. Kick this bitch to the curb. It's over.
And boss, who I need for a Jesus who looks just like you. And it's another beautiful day. It's
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Twenty-one past the hour. So Harriet Myers kicked to the curb today because of the fact that she might have been a conservative, but she appeared to have been a moderate conservative. And if there's one thing the Christo fascists will not tolerate is any sort of moderation, none whatsoever. They don't want moderation. They want movies about the beating of Jesus. They don't want movies about Jesus trying to express the idea that turn the other cheek and love your enemy is the way to go. No. We want the beating. We want the blood. We want the skin flayed open. We want bones sticking out. We want crowns of thorns and blood. And sorry, Harriet Myers is just not bloody enough. In the speech where she said the more I think about it, the more self-determination makes sense in that speech, and others in the early 1990s when she was president of the Texas Bar Association, according to the Washington Post, Meyer also, here it comes, she defended judges who order lawmakers to address social concerns. Now, this is called judicial activism, you see, and the conservatives, any sort of activism makes conservatives go in their pants. They can't stand it. They cannot stand it. They have got to stay snugly in the 10th, 11th, 12th century. These religious conservatives who now own, and they bought and paid for it, they should own it, the Republican Party. But the idea of judicial activism? Oh my. Meyer said that sometimes, quote, officials would rather abandon to the courts the hard questions so they can respond to constituents. I didn't want to do that. The court's making me, end quote. Oh, my God. Why is the Washington Post putting this out yesterday? Or was it today? Yesterday. Jesus, I could have supported Harriet Myers. Couldn't you have? Now, maybe we can understand. No, don't go nuts on me here. But maybe we can understand why Harry Reid said, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe we can do business with this woman. I know she's Bush's attorney. I know she covered up an awful lot of dog droppings that Bush leaves wherever he goes. But as far as who, her theories and philosophies are concerned here, my, who'd have thunk it? In those speeches, she would recite a list of national and state female leaders who cross the political spectrum, people that she admired, apparently, like Gloria Steinem. Ah! Hillary Rodham Clinton, Kay Bailey Hutchinson. Oh, my God! So it was these speeches that revealed to these Christo Nazis, these Christ murderers, exactly what Harriet Myers was about, and they couldn't stand that. You know, these people, these so-called Christians, these defilers of the Christian faith, what little bit of that faith is left, they couldn't stand that. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 no. We want a Nazi. We put your ass in office. We want a Nazi. So they send their water boys, Bill Frist and whoever the other one was to go see Bush. What was it, last night? I think it was last night. They made the trip to the White House, didn't they? This is the way I'm getting the story. But then again, I don't have any sources, so this could all be bat squeeze. But, you know, they made the trip. I forget who went with Frist. And they informed Weak and Stupid that no matter what you've said, no matter how bad you want her, you ain't going to have her. Kick her to the curb. She's out of here. You ain't going to have her. Do you understand? Because Dobson and Falwell and Robertson and the rest of these Christian Nazis, they're not going to have it. This woman's into self-determination, for God's sake. That's worse than communism. That's worse than being gay. Okay, not quite. Self-determination? Oh, no. The bitch is history, George. Quick. And he did. Because remember what Bush is, essentially, at his core, beneath his underwear. He is a coward. That's why he's such a bully. His essential persona is that of a coward. If the Chinese shoot down a U.S. spy plane, which is what happened, within a month after his inauguration, Bush will bend over backwards to say, I'm sorry, when he's told by the Chinese, say you're sorry, or we'll drop a couple down the chimney at the White House, punk. How long did it take Bush to apologize all over the place? This guy's a poser. He's a liar. He's a sneak. But worst of all, George W. Bush is a stone, flat-out coward. So when the Nazi wing of his filthy, degenerate party came to him and said, George, it's over. Get rid of her. Weak and Stupid sat there and honked up a line and had a shot of Jack Black and said, okay, boys, no argument from me.
Becky, as he watched the last one fall, I heard him say, I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Antidrug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet,
but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health.
But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them, and you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover, go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 25 before the hour. There have been a couple of stories that have been totally subsumed by the Myers story and the Republican corruption. First of all, and we'll get to this later tonight, Cindy Sheehan's arrest, second time. All the dead beyond the 2,000 in Iraq, Americans I'm talking about, and the horribly wounded, 15 or 18,000, the dead in Afghanistan, all of that. And the other story that's been totally ignored for the most part is the failure of FEMA once again with the hurricane that struck Florida last week. Joining us now is, or was it this week, Larissa Alexandrovna with rawstory.com. Larissa, thanks for checking in with us. Why are you down there? Why has Raw Story got you? You're one of the senior editors, right?
Right, right. No, I actually live there, but I managed to escape, and then I'm now in D.C.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got everything screwed up then. What were you doing down there? Just checking on your own situation?
No, I mean, I live there. That's where I work out of my home office, and so it was my neighborhood and my...
Oh, okay. So you have real, visceral, firsthand accounts of what happened. What's up with these 5-6 mile long lines I've seen on television, aerial shots of people trying to get gas or water, ice? What the hell's going on?
Well, first of all, there is, I can't speak for other counties. I can speak for Broward, however, because I drove from one end to the other every single day. Every day, people were told to line up for water and ice, and every day they would line up and FEMA wouldn't show up, and they would stand there for hours. Gas has only become available for people to stand in line for, I think it was yesterday, but in terms of water and ice, There's nothing in Broward. It was the hardest hit, and not only that, there's no one cleaning up the debris that's dangerous. There's no one looking in on the elderly because the phone services are down, so they can't call out, and there's no one looking in, going around that these people are okay. It's absolutely a dire situation. The sewage is backed up. There's no water. In terms of Miami-Dade, I know that they got power back to South Beach, the wealthier, right, the touristy area, right away, and that FEMA did provide a couple of things to Miami-Dade at a couple of places, but those ran out very quickly.
Well, Larissa, I got an email this morning at 7 o'clock this morning from, I won't say their last name, Gregor and Elena. Here's what they wrote. We are sitting here in East Hollywood, which is Broward County, with no power, no water, no food. My emergency generator is running out of gas in about another day. Help is nowhere to be found. Gas lines are 5-hour minimum with 5-gallon restrictions. Please let America know that Jeb's Florida, especially in the Democrats' territory on the East Coast, is in desperate need. Naples on the West Coast seems to be getting a lot more help. Now, that was sent at 7 o'clock this morning. Do you think that there is a regional bias? The areas like Broward County are deliberately being punished because they are not heavily Republican? Do you believe that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's the intention. I just think they don't care. I really believe that. They literally refer to water and ice when we called to find out where these things were as products. They really don't care. I mean, I went from shelter to shelter, and they would not let me speak with anybody. I was thrown out of a hospital when I tried to go in and speak with staff there to find out what was going on. And the email you got is accurate because I only flew in last night to D.C. The way I reported my stories about what was going on. Like, I went driving around, I found a payphone, and I literally, spent $30 because it's like 85 cents a minute, to just call in and say, please, please tell people we need help. We have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, that situation has not changed. And what's astonishing is nobody cares.
Well, let me add, what about Jeb Bush's comments at the press conference, was it yesterday, where he blamed the victims of the hurricane,
I know.
Most of whom on the East Coast, at least it's my impression, as you point out, are elderly or late middle age. Or I mean, these are not people who can just jump in the car and go be creative and you know, get the power turned on and get the gas being pumped. What the hell is up with this guy that he blames the victims?
Well, I mean, rapists always blame their victims. And
well, that's a very salient point. You're absolutely right.
No, I'll tell you this. I think it's even inaccurate in terms of what he said, because I was there. We were told it was a Category 1. We were told not to hoard gas, that it was simply a Category 1. We had supplies. We stocked up on water. We stocked up on everything we needed. But you know what? Going into the second day, the third day, we knew things were running out. There wasn't anywhere to go to get it. And, again, you have to remember that there are people who are, as you said, poor, who may have stocked up for a day. But what do you do when your roof flies off, as it happened with my parents? They stocked up on things, but once your roof is gone, you know, there's not much you can do. And the fact that nobody understands is that people can't call 911. There's no phone service.
Right.
So, and the cops are not. I talked to a cop who wouldn't, he didn't want to go on the record. But he said to me they were charged with guarding the gas station. The other group of cops I saw were they were guarding Walmart. There was nobody going from door to door to see if people were hurt inside their homes.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody cleaning up the streets. You were on curfew. You had to be in your house by 7 o'clock. And the next morning, nothing changed. You came out. You thought something would be fixed, and nothing was fixed.
Yeah.
There's no medical supplies. And I will tell you, this is the most disturbing image I still have, is of this woman sitting on the floor in front of a Walgreens, which is a drugstore, crying because she needed insulin. The hospital wouldn't let her come in because it wasn't an emergency. She wasn't in renal failure. And she couldn't get it from the drugstore. And she couldn't get home, or she couldn't go home and sit there because if something happened, she couldn't call 911. So what do you do? So she's sitting in the parking lot crying. And, I'm appalled that, I will tell you this, the only people who are really honestly trying to help are the Salvation Army and the United Way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think we need to ask people to donate to those groups. I'm asking people to get into their cars and drive to Florida and give people water because they don't have any, including my parents, I might add.
I just cannot absorb this this situation now in Florida. Here we have two primary members of the Bush crime family, George Bush and Jeb Bush. It's Jeb Bush's private little state. And George, I saw George on television today telling a huge group of people who apparently were standing in line for water or ice or something that they had to be patient. Now, that pissant is going to get back on Air Force One and drink all the ice water he wants to drink and go to the bathroom when he wants to and waste, just tens of thousands of gallons of jet fuel as he flies overhead and looks at the ants down below scurrying around trying to survive. I just wonder what the hell is wrong with the American public to tolerate this. I don't get this. I can't get my mind around it.
Wait, look, during Katrina, you had the media on the ground showing pictures of bodies floating around. In Florida, you don't have that. You have a very, very controlled message coming out. Only today did I start seeing on the news people saying, help's not coming fast enough. But that doesn't even begin to cover what is going on there. The reality is it is just as bad as New Orleans, but it's minus the massive drownings and flooding. Sorry about that.
That's right.
I'm sitting in a hotel, so there's all this noise. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
But, where my parents live, they live in an elderly community. The roof of the huge community facility where they all have their living quarters was ripped off and fell and destroyed all the cars below except for a few, including my parents was one of the cars it didn't destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are sitting there waiting for help because they're elderly. They can't get out.
It's just, I don't know, Larissa. I
don't either. I'm ready. I was livid. I was screaming. I was crying. Yeah, I called everybody I could think of from a payphone.
Yeah.
And I think it, you know, it's important that your listeners.
Well, you just informed them. You just informed. All right, Larissa, listen, we got a break here. I want you to stay in touch, please. We need to talk on a regular basis here.
Okay.
Because we use a lot of material from Raw Story. So stay in touch. You know how to get in touch with us now, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, Larissa, take care, and I hope you're able to get things solved for your parents, all right? You have a nice evening.
You didn't mean it, girl. Levee breaks, flood on top. The water starts to swirl. Superdome, you had to beam home to the folks, all the ones Georgie dreamed that they were gone.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to aclu.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Support our troops.
We hear it practically every day. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. The USO receives no government funding and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people. To find out more, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
All right, now listen, don't lose it. But the New York Times, along with other news outlets, are reporting that Louis Libby's posse is saying that, yeah, he's going to be indicted tomorrow. He's going to be charged with making false statements to the grand jury. Rove will not be charged on Friday. However, Rove will remain under investigation. Now, this is a good thing. Trust me on this. This is a good thing because I think Fitzgerald is connecting the dots. And when Rove goes down, there'll be a lot of other people going down with him. But this is according to New York Times, and they are quoting people briefed officially about the case. It says here, as a result, the special counsel in the case, Patrick Fitzgerald, is likely to extend the term of the federal grand jury beyond its scheduled expiration on Friday. Blah, 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 blah. So there's probably only going to be one indictment tomorrow, and that will be Louis Libby. But this is a good thing. First of all, that will remove one, at least one, of the so-called neocons or American Zionist that has not the interests of Israel at heart, has not the interests of the United States at heart, but is a religious fanatic as surely as Osama bin Laden or Jerry Falwell. Jew, Christian, Muslim, it doesn't matter. These religious nutcases that are destroying the earth, this is one less that'll have to be dealt with. Now, secondly, it also means that Dick Cheney, in a rational society, if your top aide is accused and indicted for perjury, then you resign because it means you sanctioned it. So this may be the beginning of the downfall of this psychopath that actually runs the country. Bush is up there to handle the money, count the money, move the money from the corporate contributors into the numbered accounts in Switzerland and the Bahamas and wherever else that the numbered accounts exist. So don't be real upset when this happens tomorrow. Now, you're not going to know what happens tomorrow until tomorrow comes. But the New York Times, that bastion of truth-telling, that newspaper of record, that home to both Judith Miller and Jason Blair, is reporting that only Libby is going to get the indictment tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see. Did you notice, if you were watching CNN this morning, the speed with which CNN dumped Darren Kagan and brought in Wolf Blitzer's Situation Room show to cover the Harriet Meyer story? Did you see that? I couldn't believe it. Normally a Situation Room comes out what time, Kathy? Noon, 3? I don't know. It seems like Blitzer is the only face on CNN. Right. Kathy says, geez, he's on all the time. But at what was it, 10 o'clock this morning, as soon as they get out of American Morning, they go to Blitzer. Darren Kagan, nowhere to be seen. Now, why is that? Two reasons. Darren Kagan is really kind of on the B team at CNN, and also CNN management is worried now about the influence Rush Limbaugh has on the woman that he now calls his mistress up north. What, Kathy?
No, he referred to, I believe, as his mistress in Atlanta.
I thought he said his mistress up north because he's in Palm Beach. Excuse me?
He used to be. Is his home still there?
Yeah. Well, his property is surrounded by right-wing freaks whose job is to die before his house gets screwed with.
Ah.
So, anyway.
Human levee.
Yeah, that's right, a human levee. So I just found it kind of interesting the way Darren Kagan was just rushed off the set. Get her out of here. Get her out of here. Get her out of here. The woman who sits there through every single news story, but Harriet Meyer state, no, bring in Blitzer. Bring in Blitzer. And I think it's because that CNN management is starting to understand. I may be putting too fine a point on this, but I don't want to say, I don't know Darren Kagan, but having done some television at CNN around her, she is kind of an airhead. And I think she's a good news reader. She really is. But she's not a good questioner. She's not like, who's the woman in the afternoon that I like so much, who took Nancy Pelosi to task?
Kyra Phillips.
Yeah, Kyra.
No, don't call her Kyra.
Oh, Kyra?
Oh, God, no.
It's Kyra, okay. But I don't know why I'm even talking about this. I guess the reason I'm talking about it is because CNN management understands that Limbaugh is toxic. And I think they're afraid that their angular puffball who sits there from 10 to noon might be heavily under the influence of either Limbaugh or maybe something that Limbaugh is under the influence of. What could that be? We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Is Atlanta Mistress? Oh, gosh, Rush, you're talking out of school.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
On the day when much of official Washington was buzzing about the prospect that his political Svengali could be indicted for something akin to treason, along with the chief aide of his vice president, President Bush reluctantly accepted, quote-unquote, the decision of his embattled nominee for the Supreme Court to withdraw her name from consideration. But there was nothing reluctant about it. The Harriet Myers withdrawal was timed to dominate the news cycles on what would otherwise have been a day of all indictment talk all the time. It gained President Bush a brief respite from round-the-clock speculation about how far the investigation of criminal wrongdoing, in the form of the outing of a covert operative for the CIA and attempts to cover up that outing, would reach into the offices of the President and the Vice President. For more on the Myers withdrawal and Bush's calculus, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Ever get the feeling that our representatives in Congress are up to more harm than good? This week, Mother Jones Radio presents the Diddley Awards, a salute to congressional incompetence and idiocy. Senator Rick Santorum made the cut by comparing Democrats to Nazis for wanting to use the filibuster. Representative James Sensenbrenner also made the list. He shut down hearings on the Patriot Act after Democrats dared to criticize the act, declaring the meeting irrelevant and turning off the microphones. The Diddley Awards couldn't come at a more appropriate time. Last week, the House used their valuable time to ban lawsuits against gun manufacturers and fast food chains. It was a shameless bow to the fast food and gun industry. But then again, for the Congress that used Terry Schiavo for political gain, nothing seems too shameless anymore. Find out more this week on Mother Jones Radio. Streamable online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The Senate Judiciary Committee's chairman says he wants to guard against what happened to Harriet Myers becoming a precedent for future nominees. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter says he would have liked for Harriet Myers to go through confirmation hearings so she could have helped determine her own fate and perhaps show that she was good to serve on the court. Other lawmakers, New York Democrat Charles Schumer, for instance, saying Myers was a bad choice from the beginning. Chief Senate Democrat Harry Reid blaming radical right-wingers for sinking the Myers nomination. She came under fierce attack by Republicans and conservatives. George Bush says the state and federal governments are responding as best they can to Hurricane Wilma in Florida. During a distribution center in Pompano Beach, Bush said things don't happen instantly, but things are happening. Bush noted the long lines for gasoline in South Florida, saying a lot of them will be alleviated by new supplies coming in, and he says he knows people are frustrated because the power is not on, but he assured residents it is a priority. Florida recorded now its 14th death from Wilma as the recovery continues. Broward County official says a man died today after apparently being overcome by carbon monoxide fumes from a generator. At least 14 deaths blamed on Wilma. In other nations as well, 2 million homes and businesses statewide still do not have power. Many gas stations, among them, Governor Jeb Bush says it'll still take a few days for supply to equal demand. He's asking for more patience touring damaged areas today with his brother. The Senate today approved a resolution allowing the remains of a civil rights pioneer to be in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. The House take up the measure tomorrow. It would afford that honor to Rosa Parks this Sunday and Monday. Her refusal to give up her bus seat to a white man in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955 sparked the American Civil Rights Movement. The committee investigating the United Nations Oil for Food program in Iraq says some 2,200 companies and individuals paid illegal surcharges and kickbacks to the Saddam Hussein regime. Paul Volcker, chairman of the committee, says some of the illegal payments were made with knowledge, others made unwittingly. Volcker says the critical point of the program came in 2000 when Saddam started demanding surcharges on oil sales. The United Nations failed to act to stop it. An Israeli military attack on a Gaza refugee camp today, leading Islamic Jihad militant and his assistant among the dead. The latest in the series of Israeli attacks in Gaza. Witnesses says the missile's target was a car in a refugee camp. The Israeli military says the militant was responsible for deadly terror attacks. Israel's prime minister said today Jerusalem would relentlessly go after Palestinian militant groups. This is Air America Radio News.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month.
Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to homebiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Welcome back. It's 7 past the hour. Now, you can handle the reality of what's going to come down tomorrow. You really can. And I think the fact that Fitzgerald is going to, or apparently has asked the judge for an extension on the grand jury, is a clear indication that there's more to come. I was listening to Majority Report tonight, listening to Sam Cedar, and he had a caller on right before, when was that, Kathy? Between 8:30 and 9, I think, Eastern Time. This caller was getting his bloomers in a wad about gay marriage. And I only bring this up because it's these kind of people who notified Bush that if he didn't kick Harriet Myers to the street, they would, I don't know, hurt him, do something to him, to Bush. I have no idea. The power the religious right has in this country now is it just leaves me dumbstruck. But this guy was on Sam's program getting his panties in a wad about gay marriages, and you know it's the usual rap, the usual routine. I guess it wasn't it was gay marriages was the subtext, the whole homosexual thing was this caller, this man's main complaint. These people sound dead when they call in. They just sound dead, don't they? Just dead at the center. I don't know why Sam or I or anybody waste any time with these people. But I, you know, Sam tried to drag him out a little bit and say, you know, why do you feel this way? And of course, it was just the usual stuff. I think the guy got into teaching the children and so on and so forth. And Kathy and I were driving into work and we heard that, and we start screaming in the car, you know, kick his ass, Sam, or what a moron, just the usual stuff, just like you do. We do the same thing, you know. But the thing that irritates me beyond belief is that these punk-ass right-wingers, these homophobes, the only thing they see when they see a gay couple is the sex. That's all they see. They don't see love, respect, cooperation, raising children, parents, brothers and sisters, going to church, being a scout leader, yeah, You know, having a paper route, you know, working in medical research, I mean, having the kid have a paper route. No, all they see is gay sex. And that scares the hell out of them. It just scares them to death, especially the males, the heterosexual males. When they envision gay sex, they can't help but envision someone doing them or them doing someone. And so there's this gut-level, visceral reaction, because that scares them to death. Rather than look at that and say, that might be interesting, and just dropping it if it's not interesting, move on. But that's the thing that irritates me about the homophobes the most. You know, they're sick bastards as far as I'm concerned. They're another result of religious indoctrination. They are just sick, sick, sick people. Can you imagine talking about heterosexuals? The only thing you talk about is how they have sex? No, of course not. Hey, Albert Einstein was a heterosexual. Really? Oh, my God, really? He was heterosexual? Yeah, he was heterosexual. Is that right? Yeah, so was Ben Franklin. Repeatedly, he was. You know, he had heterosexual relationships in France, in America, in hell, Spain, Morocco, wherever he went. No, we don't do that, do we? Of course not. But the homophobes do. That's how they that gives them an easy identification, and one that is at the same time attractive to them and scary as hell. Oh, they do each other. That's the only thing they focus on. You know, damn you people. Just damn you, you homophobes. I just hate you. I just hate you so much. You so corrupt everything. You know, you really, really do. You, oh, jeez. As a matter of fact, I have something I'm going to share with you tonight, sort of an extended, I don't know how long because I haven't timed it. There's something I'm going to share with you tonight, kind of an Uncle Mike story corner. That a lot of you are not going to like. It's written by Cenk, I guess that's the way you pronounce his first name, Uyghur. C-E-N-K, and his last name is U-Y-G-U-R. And it's entitled, If You're a Christian, Muslim, or Jew, You Are Wrong. And I'm going to share it with you, and it's going to piss you off, but too bad. And that's coming up right at the bottom of the hour.
I think you're just making up these names.
Cenk Uyghur? No, that's a real name. Real name. Cindy Sheehan arrested. That got blown away by the media. Protesting the 2,000 dead, and I think, Cindy, I think anybody will acknowledge that 2,000 dead is a number that really doesn't mean that much in the grand scheme of the atrocity these sons of bitches have committed against our soldiers, our country. How about the 17,000-18,000 severely wounded, some of whom are confined now for the rest of their lives, like our friend Max Cleland, to a wheelchair? And 2,000 deaths is an artificial figure, because how many, those are people, I guess, who are dead on the ground in Iraq. What about the people who are medevaced out and die on their way to a Ramstein air base or Walter Reed, or who die after they get there, you know? I hate the Pentagon. I hate the Defense Department under Rumsfeld. I just hate them. I hate them with a passion that is so deep and so abiding. It'll never go away. And Amy Goodman on Democracy Now, it's up on the internet, you can find it, had an interview with former General Janet Karpinski. And Karpinski finally stated it categorically that the person who ordered the torture at Abu Ghraib was Donald Rumsfeld. If you haven't seen Amy Goodman's interview with Janet Karpinski, look it up, go find it, you'll find it, and read it. It's stunning. Hathi writes in, Mike, another subsumed story, the earthquake situation in Kashmir. 700,000 people have received no help whatsoever to date. Temperatures are now below freezing at night. The total number of U.S. helicopters in the area is 17. Can you believe this? Isn't Pakistan an ally of ours in the war on terror? That country is trying to cope with the greatest natural disaster in its history. Is this how you treat an ally, a comrade in arms in his hour of need? Pakistan is not really an ally, Hathi. I know Bush tries to pretend, He pretends, you know, General Musharraf, oh, yeah, I like him. He's a nice man. I like his uniform. God, I love his uniform. Wish I could wear a uniform. We don't give a damn about Pakistan. We only want Pakistan. When I say we, I mean the Bush crime family. They just want Pakistan as an ally to balance against India. Don't forget, India is this huge, potentially socialist nation. Always has been potentially socialist. Okay, so they're going capitalist. So is China. But a huge competitor for oil. So the Bush crime family, they want Pakistan. They want a nice buffer. Plus, they want Pakistan so that it, kind of an insurance policy when the pipeline is built across Afghanistan to bring all that natural gas and oil out of the Caspian Sea area. But ally, friend, nah. Bush crime family, they have no friends. They only have allies of the moment. Jesus, I mean, come on. Two names, Manuel Noriega, Saddam Hussein. And the list goes on and on. Only allies, as long as they can be used. Once they can no longer be used, they're either assassinated, jailed, or charged with mass murder.
What about the coalition of the willing?
Regarding Harriet Myers, Dorothy in Brooklyn writes, and Harriet Myers was a capitalist advocate, a corporate lawyer above all, and that is why Bush and Company wanted her in there. After all, Bush and Company were only using the American Taliban, or I should say the Christo-fascists, using them. But basically, Bush and his circle don't and never did give a damn about so-called cultural wedge issues like Roe v. Wade, gay marriage, affirmative action, or even Christianity. All they care about is getting judicial lenience of their avarice. The dark side is the Christo-fascists own his ass, referring to Bush, because they agreed to be swept under the rug during the convention, and today he admitted that they're right. Poor devil Bush, he thought that they liked him, that they really liked him.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere, all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
Seen the first war of the 21st century, and there's universal approval of the statements I have made, and I'm confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes.
God, don't you just love that song? Dear Mike, there is a detailed account of death under torture in Iraq that was broadcast on National Public Radio today and can be accessed at their website. This is from Farid in New York. NPR's news has been hopeless for a long time, but once in a long while they do something good and honorable. The story is reported by John McChesney. And the website link is yada yada. I am an Iranian-American who came to this country in 1978 as an 18-year-old to go to college and decided to remain here to stay away from the torture chambers run by the former Shah and his successor, the Ayatollah Khomeini. Even at that age, I was not naive about the connection of torture in my country and the CIA. It was pretty well known that the Shah's Savak, the secret police, was being trained by the CIA, Mossad, and the British intelligence agencies. However, at the time, I thought that these thugs, CIA in particular, will not dare to commit these atrocities themselves, not so much because they are humanitarians, but rather because they are closely monitored. There is the Congress, the media, and opposition party who would jump on any scandal, and the whistleblowers who will expose them. Well, 27 years later, and here we are. The media is neutered. No, it has been co-opted as a willing partner, a participant, as in Judy Miller, for instance. The Congress is run by a bunch of thugs. The opposition party is a group of scared and cowardly people. And the country is run by an administration that not only condones torture openly, but brags about it as if it is some sort of macho toughness badge. The NPR story is not particularly surprising or out of the ordinary, but it gives a name, a face, a family, and details about a particular torture victim that lost his life under excruciatingly gut-wrenching circumstances. And it is remarkable that it is reported by the NPR organization, which is being taken over by the Republican fascists, who will vow they will cleanse it from leftist reporters. We are fundamentally in a different time than when I came to this country 27 years ago. People are getting comfortable with bald-faced lies, stealing and fixing elections, destroying enemies in public, torture, invasion of other countries on a whim, and murder of tens of thousands of civilians. The government here doesn't even bother to hide any of these activities. It is all similar to Iran, of the Shah, and of Khomeini, except that there is far more power at the American despot's disposal, and their capacity to inflict damage encompasses the whole world. I feel sorry for my adopted country and fellow countrymen at our indifference to crimes committed in our name. We are turning against war now, not because it is morally repugnant, but because it is becoming inconvenient and costly. We have no problem with the monolithic media as long as they feed us more Michael Jackson and runaway bride stories. For me, it is time to pack my bags and leave. I cannot stand the idea that a portion of my taxes are used to create death and destruction around the world. And I'm very worried about the environment where my son is to be raised. And I simply don't see any way out of this situation, whether there is a Democrat or a Republican thug in power. All that is left is where to go. Canada, New Zealand, Sweden, Farid, New York. Received more vigil emails today. A couple here I want to share with you very quickly. This is from G.S. Or no, it's from Jimmy. Hi, Mike. I attended a vigil for the 2,000 dead soldiers last night. We stood on a very busy corner in Nassau County, New York, between a middle-class community and a very wealthy community, Old Westbury. The vigil started at 4:30 p.m., so we were there during rush hour traffic. It was somewhat disheartening. Most people drove by, many in their large, gas-guzzling, expensive SUVs, talking on their cell phones and not even looking at the signs we were holding. Even when they had to stop for the red light, most just looked straight ahead and ignored us. One young fellow, probably in his early 20s, shouted out his window, "What are you protesting?" Only a few honked or waved their support. It amazes me that there's so little recognition of what is happening in Iraq. However, if the mainstream media were doing their job, maybe there would be more outrage at the mess we're in. That's from Jenny. And from Sam, "Dear Mike, just trying to tell you that we had our 2,000th soldier killed in Iraq vigil today instead of last night. The reason we held it today was because we wanted to be at the premises of our Republican congresswoman's office here in Charleston, West Virginia, Shelley Moore Capito. Guess what? The offices were closed. I guess we pay our taxes so Republican congressional staffs can goof off during weekdays. It was very nice all the same, nice weather, as we held our wall of shame banners with the names of 2,000-plus service people who have been killed in Iraq to date. Two local Iraq veterans spoke. About 80 people showed up to join the protest. I hope West Virginia and the rest of the United States is waking up." Mary Fitzmas, Sam.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
War, lies, torture. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war, devastated environment, forced religion, no right to abortion, no dissent, no critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
justice and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, thanks, everybody. His name is Cenk Uygur. Of course, I pronounced it. He's one of the Young Turks. He has substituted, Kathy informs me, for us on this program, on this network. He's one of the Young Turks on Sirius Satellite Radio. He wrote this for the Huffington Post, and thanks, everybody, who corrected me on the pronunciation. I didn't know a C was pronounced as a J in Turkish, but apparently it is. Here's his essay. If you're a Christian, Muslim, or Jew, you are wrong. We live in a twisted world where right is wrong and wrong reigns supreme. It is a chilling fact that most of the world's leaders believe in nonsensical fairy tales about the nature of reality. They believe in gods that do not exist and religions that could not possibly be true. We are driven to war after war, violence on top of violence, to appease madmen who believe in gory mythologies. These men are called Christians, Muslims, and Jews. Osama bin Laden is insane. He believes God whispered in the ear of Muhammad 1,400 years ago about how he should conquer Arabia. Muhammad was a pure charlatan, and a good one at that. He makes present religious frauds like Pat Robertson look like amateurs. He said God told him to have sex with as many of the women he met as possible. I'm sorry, I meant to say take them as wives. God told him to kill all other tribes that stood in his way, or that would not placate him with assurances of loyalty or bribes. God told him, conveniently, that everyone should follow him and never question a word he said. He sold this bag of goods to the blithering idiots who lived in the Arabian Peninsula at that time. If that weren't shockingly stupid enough, over a billion people continue to believe the convenient lies that Muhammad told all that time ago, to this very day. We live in a world of insane people. Sanity is an island battered in an ocean of frothing delusion. The people who believe in science are the minority. The people who believe in bloody fairy tales are the overwhelming majority. George W. Bush is the most powerful man alive. He is a Class A imbecile. He is far less intelligent than the average Christian. But like most of the others, he believes Jesus died for his sins. That idea is so perverse and devoid of logic it should shock the conscience. Instead, it gets him elected and earns him the reverence of a great percentage of America. America, the most advanced country in the world, run by a bunch of villagers who still believe Santa Claus is going to save them. There is no damn Easter Bunny. There is no Jesus waiting to return. Moses never even existed. These were all convenient lies from the men of those times to gain power. Their actions were rational. They wanted to deceive their brethren so that they could amass power. I get their motivations, but I cannot for the life of me understand our motivations, thousands of years later, still following the con men of yesteryear into our glory, bloody, violent end. Jesus is said to have said on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because Jesus was insane, and the God he thought could rescue him did not exist. And he died on that cross like a fool. He fancied himself the Son of God, and he could barely convince 12 men to follow him at a time when the world was full of superstition. Excellent marketing by some of his followers would later rescue his botched effort. How many people saw his miracles? 1? 12? 80? Why didn't he show the whole world? Not because this is some giant pop quiz by God to test us, but because he did not perform any miracles. Even his apostles can't agree on what miracles he supposedly carried out or when he carried them out, or whether he returned after death or he didn't, whether he saw him in person or just a vision. Rational human beings should believe this kind of should not believe this kind of nonsense, yet most of the world does. If a man today killed his only son to show how much he loved other people, he would be considered a madman, locked in jail, and earn society's contempt. Yet we think this is some sort of noble act by our Father in heaven. In heaven? What, with the harps and the winged angels and the 72 virgins? My God, how stupid you have to be to believe that. I know most of you don't exactly read your religious texts, and when you do, you assiduously try to avoid the parts that make no sense whatsoever, or hide underneath the comforting grasp of your religious leaders who have concocted a bunch of circular logic. A crime to even use that word in regards to Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. Circular logic to shield you from the obvious folly of the written text. So I'm not calling you stupid if you haven't really read the material, and I know how powerful brainwashing is. We all received it when we were young, and it is exceedingly difficult to break its grasp. But people dance around the issue out of politeness because they don't want to call you what you are, ignorant. There are a lot of people I love dearly and respect wholeheartedly who believe in religion. I hate to do this to them, but we have killed far too many people, wasted far too much time on this nonsense for us to keep going in this direction for fear of offense. Jesus was a lunatic. God is not coming to your rescue. He hasn't come to anyone's rescue in thousands of years, including Jesus. Muhammad was a power-hungry scam artist and ruthless conqueror. Moses and Abraham were figments of the imagination of some long-dead rabbi. He would probably laugh his ass off at all of you who still believe the fairy tales he made up thousands of years ago. He probably wouldn't even believe you if you told him. Did I mention Judaism? The chosen people? Come on, get off it. People walk around in clothes from 18th century Russia thinking they have been chosen by God when they look like a bunch of jackasses. I'm tired of all the deaths because we did not want to give offense. Orthodox Jews are wrong and ridiculous, as are the Orthodox and fundamentalists of all of the religions. It says in the Bible that it is an abomination to wear clothes made of two different cloths or to eat shellfish. If you think God will hate you because you mixed wool and linen or because you ate some shrimp, you are insane. How long are we going to dance around the 800-pound gorilla in the room? The world is run by madmen. It's not just Bush and Bin Laden. It is the leader of all the countries in the Middle East, almost all of the Americas, and most of the rest of the world. Have I offended you? That's too bad. Stop killing each other in the name of false and ridiculous gods, and I will stop ridiculing you. Trust me, your offense is much worse than mine. Right now, as you read this, there are ignorant, hateful Muslims teaching other ignorant Muslims how to put on a suicide belt. There are Orthodox Jews telling other Jews how they must never leave their holy land, no matter what the consequences are to other human beings. They assure their followers, remember, they are not the chosen ones, we are. If we crush and oppress them, don't worry, God will excuse it, and even desires it, because He is on our side. There are maniacal Christians who are praying for the end of time, who are hoping that most of the world's population is wiped off the face of the earth by their vengeful and murderous God, whom they believe is, ironically, a loving God. Unless, of course, you make the fatal mistake of not kissing his ass and appeasing him, in which case he will slaughter you and condemn you to eternal torture. What kind of sick people believe this? The kind who live next to you. The kind who voted for George Bush. The kind who send their religious leaders to the White House to argue against even-handedness in the Middle East because it would prevent their sick prophecy. The kind who have undue influence over how we use the greatest and most lethal army ever built by man. If you don't want to be called ignorant or misinformed, then get informed. Learn the real nature of our universe and put aside old wives' tales about resurrected gods, omniscient prophets, and a guy who could split the Red Sea but couldn't find where he was going in the desert for 40 years. It's the year 2005. Let's start acting like it.
Fingered his pale blue Japanese guitar. The priest said, God wants goodness, God wants light, God wants mayhem, God wants clean fight.
It's about 16 before the hour. Well, Cenk, nice piece. Of course, I agree 1,000,000,000,000,000,000% with that point of view. I find it just astonishing. Every time I read one of the results of one of those polls, that say, given a choice of three ideas, creationism, evolution, or... what's the other one? Intelligent design. Evolution always comes in dead last. I think we're down to the point in this country where only 15% of Americans, when these polls are taken, now, you know, they don't ask every American, obviously. I don't know how they pick their sample. But we're down to the point where only 15-16% of Americans polled truly believe in the idea of natural selection. It shouldn't be called evolution. It's natural selection. Natural. Nature. Natural selection. I don't know how the case in Dover, Pennsylvania has turned out, where the school board decided to teach intelligent design, so-called, alongside evolution. And the parents there said no, hell no, and filed a lawsuit, some of the parents. If you are a regular listener to this program, you know my position on religion. I think it is vile, disgusting, corrupt, and is something that has destroyed and continues to destroy thought, love, science, imagination for thousands of years, and it continues to do so. I'm not talking about spirituality, truth seeker. I'm talking about these hateful, nasty religions.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet.
But it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right.
And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now. Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. ExxonMobil, Shell, and Conoco all posted record profits. Did you see that? And did you see Denny Hastert on television today?
And when they're supposed to, you know, they got to start,
billions. Exxon became the first U.S. company ever to ring up quarterly sales of $100 billion. That's a revenue that's greater than the annual gross domestic product of some of the largest oil-producing nations, like the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait. They also set a record profit for U.S. companies by posting net income of almost $10 billion for one quarter. And you know where it came from. Exxon and Shell said their performances were buoyed by higher crude oil and natural gas prices. Yada, yada, yada. ConocoPhillips saw their third quarter profit surge 89%. The Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights today called upon the White House and Congress to force ExxonMobil Corporation to invest some of its 75% profit increase during the third quarter in new refining capacity. The Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights recently released internal oil company memos showing how Mobil and other big oil companies made a decision in the 1990s to reduce refining capacity in order to increase profits. You see, they haven't opened, neither ExxonMobil nor the industry itself has opened a new refinery since 1996 because the companies knew that keeping the refined supply low is the way they could make huge profits. Now, Limbaugh, the pig man, and this jackass moron Hannity and the rest of these right-wingers, of course, they've been telling you and me when Enron decided to gouge and rip and rape California. Remember the story that was put out by these half-witted, morons, that environmentalists, left-wingers, had prevented, with all their environmental rules and laws, had prevented the oil companies from building refineries? I remember how some of us on the left, you know, were bleating into the night. No, that's not true. That's simply not true. But at the time, I think I was on two stations in the Internet. My friend Peter Werby was on maybe four stations in the Internet. I don't know about the other left-wing or liberal talk show hosts because I wasn't in contact with them. Air America didn't exist. And Limbaugh and Hannity and Savage and Hugh Hewitt. Sounds like what happens when you've had too much beer and you go to the porcelain goddess. Hugh Hewitt! Oh, I know, that's old. That's so old. It's got a beard on it. But all the right-wing talk show hosts were convincing the brain-dead Americans of one more lie. that the tree huggers, the bunny lovers, the environmentalists had prevented the oil companies from building new refineries. A filthy, rotten lie. But that was then, this is now. Nobody pays any attention to the fact that the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights, which is a progressive, maybe even libertarian group, got their hands on internal oil company a memo showing how the big oil companies made a decision. Hey, screw the American public. We've been screwing them since they broke up Standard Oil back at the turn of the last century. Let's keep screwing them. Bohica! Bohica! And they made a conscious decision not to increase refinery capacity. Well, frankly, it's getting to the point where, like you, I'm getting to the point, not there yet, where I just don't give a damn anymore. I just really don't. There's a good possibility that in your lifetime, maybe my lifetime, the use of so-called fossil fuels is going to cease. And if we haven't developed an alternative, well, before it ceases, of course, we'll have these massive wars between China, India, and the United States and Western Europe. Massive oil wars for the remaining atmospheric pollutants to run our cars and our factories and so on and so forth. God. You sometimes get the feeling you're living in a madhouse? Yeah, so do I. Run by insane people who insist that evolution is just the ravings of a left-wing 19th century freak who went around the world on a boat named the Beagle. That's a damn dog. Oh, well. All right, we have a break coming up. Can you play that Rockin' in the Free World going out here, Kathy? I like that stuff. And I apologize for the snorting and snotting, but I've got another Molly cold going here. This is great, isn't it? So we're going to take our usual top of the hour break here, and then we're going to come back, take some phone calls. Got a couple more things to cover here, and then I'm going to go home and drink a hot toddy and go to bed. How about you? Oh yeah, that's right. We're going to hang up our Christmas, our Fitzmas stocking tonight, aren't we? All right, Truth Seeker, stick around. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
People shoveling their pee.
Yeah.
People sleeping in their shoes.
Hey.
There's
hey.
A warning sign on the road. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better.
Come on, you rock and rollers, you baby boomers. Come on, get up. Kick some ass here. Come on, come on, come on.
Any way I can.
Hey, hey.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
Yeah.
Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back?
We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The Senate Judiciary Committee's chairman says he wants to guard against what happened to Harriet Myers becoming a precedent for future nominees. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter says he would have liked for Harriet Myers to go through confirmation hearings so she could have helped determine her own fate and perhaps shows that she was good to serve on the court. Other lawmakers, New York Democrat Charles Schumer, for instance, saying Myers was a bad choice from the beginning. Chief Senate Democrat Harry Reid blaming radical right-wingers for sinking the Myers nomination. She came under fierce attack by Republicans and conservatives. George Bush says the state and federal governments are responding as best they can to Hurricane Wilma in Florida. During a distribution center in Pompano Beach, Bush said things don't happen instantly, but things are happening. Bush noted the long lines for gasoline in South Florida, saying a lot of them will be alleviated by new supplies coming in, and he says he knows people are frustrated because the power is not on, but he assured residents it is a priority. Florida recorded now its 14th death from Wilma as the recovery continues. Broward County official says a man died today after apparently being overcome by carbon monoxide fumes from a generator. At least 14 deaths blamed on Wilma. In other nations as well, 2 million homes and businesses statewide still do not have power. Many gas stations among them, Governor Jeb Bush says, it'll still take a few days for supply to equal demand. He's asking for more patience touring damaged areas today with his brother. The Senate today approved a resolution allowing the remains of a civil rights pioneer to be in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. The House take up the measure tomorrow. It would afford that honor to Rosa Parks this Sunday and Monday. Her refusal to give up her bus seat to a white man in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955 sparked the American Civil Rights Movement. The committee investigating the United Nations Oil for Food program in Iraq says some 2,200 companies and individuals paid illegal surcharges and kickbacks to the Saddam Hussein regime. Paul Volcker, chairman of the committee, says some of the illegal payments were made with knowledge, others made unwittingly. Volcker says the critical point of the program came in 2000 when Saddam started demanding surcharges on oil sales. The United Nations failed to act to stop it. An Israeli military attack on a Gaza refugee camp today, a leading Islamic Jihad militant and his assistant among the dead. The latest in the series of Israeli attacks in Gaza. Witnesses says the missile's target was a car in a refugee camp. The Israeli military says the militant was responsible for deadly terror attacks. Israel's prime minister said today Jerusalem would relentlessly go after Palestinian militant groups. This is Air America Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
you do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine-of-the-month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
Welcome back. 7 minutes past the hour. We have so many things to cover tonight, but I guess we should do some phone calls. After all, it's your program too, right? And I've noticed here a lot of people have been holding on a long time. Let's start with Jack, who's calling from Florida. Jack, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Hey, Jack.
Fan of Randy. I listen to you both all day long, either by podcast or whatever, or live. And I'm here down in South Florida. And I really have to correct a little bit of what Larissa had to tell you.
Okay.
Because, and indeed, much, I would say 98% of what she said is absolutely true. You know, they have really dropped the ball, and I think intentionally on this side of the state. Because, you know, the lines are just, the whole place around here is Armageddon. Uh-huh. You look downtown in Fort Lauderdale, there are, you know, glass buildings that look like Godzilla came over and punched all of them out.
Wow.
And the Miami Lakes is really more like Miami Forest right now because all the trees are down. Had I parked in my regular place, my car would be gone. You know, it's just ridiculous. However, you know, and it goes to this goes to a lot of things that you talk about all the time as well. And there's an element of personal responsibility that people simply did not take. Every hurricane season, we are warned that, or we are cautioned that we should have hurricane supplies on hand. We should be prepared for the season. You know, don't keep your refrigerator fully supplied between June and November. Otherwise, you know, if something happens, then...
Well, wait, let's take it one item at a time. How do you tell that to someone who can only, because of his or her infirmities or handicaps, can only get to the store once a month?
What
do you do with that? Do you tell them no?
Oh, sure.
Keep a bare larder?
Good point there, good point.
All right, well, here's another good point. Do you tell all these retirees in Florida, look, this is Florida. We have hurricanes down here. But guess what? Because of global warming, because so many of the hurricanes are going to slam the east coast of Florida, are going to come out of the Gulf on the west side of the state, the storms are going to be hideously intense. They're going to hit you with a force of Category 3, Category 4, whereas in the past, they might storm ashore, Category 1 or a tropical storm. But because global warming is an absolute scientific fact and reality, what do you say to people who are not able or willing or ready to accept that? Do you say, look, there's going to be hurricanes, but they're going to be killer hurricanes. They're going to knock the hell out of everything because they have sucked up so much kinetic whatever the energy is that they suck up out of the ocean, so heat energy, whatever. They're going to just beat the living hell out of all of us. How do you explain
that? Well, Larissa told you that they were warning that it was going to be a Category 1, and we had Category 1s all last year. But the thing was that if you'd been following or were able to follow, even just by the nightly news, you saw that after it left the Yucatan and decimated the Yucatan, that it was at least a Category 2, possibly a Category 3 coming up on shore, and people simply weren't prepared. And I think that it was out of their own apathy that they didn't prepare.
How do you prepare for power lines going down and Florida Electric Power is going
to
be weeks?
It's that you need to have your gas tank filled up. You need to have supplies ready.
What if you don't have a car? Are you supposed to go buy a generator? Supposing you're living on Social Security.
Oh, yeah, and the guys on the side of the road selling generators for $1,600 that cost $300.
Okay, how do you do that? I mean, how do you prepare for a natural disaster?
I mean, for the poor people, I mean, there's just no way for them to really get ahead because they, you know.
Okay, so let's write them off. They're dead. They're all
bankruptcy and everything. They're going to get devastated.
Right, they're going to die and get devastated and stand in lines all day. Which kind of blows what you're saying, with all due respect, it kind of blows what you're saying all to hell here, Jack. You start out by saying people need to prepare. How do you prepare for something?
Well, if you look at the lines that they're showing on television where, like last night, they totally screwed up a shipment of ice and water in Oakland Park, or Oakwood Park. And suddenly on one television station, they let out the word, and after curfew, all these people all of a sudden were there to get the ice because had they not let that word out, it would have totally been melted and lost, and they wouldn't have been giving it out at all. I mean, the effort is totally uncoordinated.
Well, but
I
Jack, that's not the fault of the victims. Let me finish. I don't know if you can hear me, but let me finish. It's the fault of the federal and the state government. We have organizations.
Absolutely.
We have spent billions and billions of dollars. George Bush put together the single biggest government organization bureaucracy since Roosevelt, and that was Department of Homeland Security.
Exactly.
It is not any longer up to individuals. Was it ever? To simply be islands of stuck in the middle of a storm, able to take care of themselves. We either work as a community,
and we have the most experience of all states in the union of dealing with hurricanes and their aftermath.
Okay, all right. Well, I hear what you're saying. I don't agree. You sound like you're taking the Jeb Bush point of view that blame the victims.
Well, please don't mistake that. I mean, right. there's just I just think there's a kernel of truth, just a kernel.
Well, maybe a kernel of truth, but
I'll tell you what, go out and tell
people who are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and God knows you have a lot of those folks who have moved to Florida because not because they're creative and innovative, but because they are retiring, that they don't want snow, they don't want ice, they don't want to have to deal with the kinds of weather problems that they dealt with in New Jersey or Ohio or Indiana or Maine. So they move there, they move into a trailer, a mobile home, they move into a small condo. Where in the hell are they supposed to stack?
Mike, that's the west side. Over here on the east side.
Where are they supposed to?
It's all guppies now. It's all guppies in Hallandale and Miami Beach.
All right. Well, listen, Jack, let me move on. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your call. There's something screwy with our phone system here. I hate this. I hear this on Air America all day long. Now, who do we write to, Kathy, where a host and a caller are trying to have dialogue, and apparently the caller can't hear what the host is saying? It is so irritating. I hate to hear it when it happens to Randy. I hate to hear it when it happens to Sam. And it damn sure infuriates me when it happens to me. We need to find out who at Air America we can write to. Which one of the suits will please make this go away? It's so irritating. All right, let's go to Steve in Miami. Steve, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. I hope you and I can talk.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine now.
Good, very good. By the way, I'm talking in the dark right now, so I've talked to you before, Mike. I remember last December I read you my letter to the Republicans.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, now I want to tell you something else about me. This is important. You may not know. I'll make this real quick. I'm proud to say I'm a former member of CED, that stands for Campaign for Economic Democracy.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear of that?
I believe I have.
Okay. Also, I was a contributing member also, I'm proud to say. Also, last year I lived in California, I was an active and contributing member of NOW. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, getting away from that for a second, part of me wanted to talk about the cannibalistic Nazi savages that are destroying this country. I'm talking about the Republican neocons. And part of me wanted to complain about the being in North Miami Beach with no electricity.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I got to take a break here.
I wasn't going to go into that, but I'll wait till after the break.
Okay, well, I don't want you to think that we've got unlimited time, though, okay,
right,
Steve?
That's right. That's exactly
when I come,
right.
When I come back, I can give you maybe 2 minutes.
That's
all right,
fine.
Stay right there. Stay right there. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
War, lies, torture. This is Suhair Hamad. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Continual war. Devastated environment. Forced religion. No right to abortion. No dissent. No critical thought. We must stop this now. 2008 is too late. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. We begin November 2nd. Join us in the streets. No school, no work. Call 866-973-4463 or worldcan'twait.org.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Ugh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Bye, man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour here. Let's go back to Steve, who's called in from Miami. Now, you're sitting there in the dark.
Yeah. I wanted to get away from that because that's a lot of people are telling you about that already. I wanted to ask you quick. You don't have to give it out because I have it. If you still do, you still have the same P.O. box that you had last December?
Yeah.
Okay. I as far as you know, is it secure? In other words, if someone sends you something there, is it pretty safe that you'll get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you haven't had that problem?
No.
Okay. Let me give you one problem I had recently down here, just to show you how unafraid I am of the authorities, including public utilities. I'll make this real quick. Last month, for 3 days, I didn't have dial tone. No big deal. This month, I got in the mail a bill during those 3 days that I didn't have dial tone on my unlisted number. Someone else apparently had my dial tone, made phone calls, even to Central Florida.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, I don't want to be impolite here.
I know. That's
now hold on a second. Hold on a second, Steve. I've had you on the phone for 8 minutes and 9 seconds.
Well, I was on hold.
Granted, 3.5 minutes of that you were on hold. What is the reason for your call? Let me tell you why I'm asking. You held on for an hour and a half.
Well, you were talking.
Now hold on, Steve. You held on for an hour and a half. You've got a national audience here who is
right,
at
exactly
this.
Right.
Hold on, Steve.
Right.
At this point, this audience is going, what in the hell is this guy talking about? Why is he asking Mike about his post office box? Why is he talking about his dial tone disappeared? Now, come on, Steve.
You're right.
Why did you call in?
Mike, I agree with you. If I just criticize the Republicans, I won't really accomplish anything. Let me just cut it real short. Is there any way that you could think of, any way at all you could think of, that I could somehow exchange numbers with you, or would that be impossible?
Steve, totally impossible.
Through the P.O. box, I mean.
No, look, anything you want to send the P.O. box, send it, unless it's poisonous.
But, I mean, if I was to call you on my own nickel, would that make it possible for me to have a conversation with you?
I don't think so. I'm raising a 15-month-old kid. I don't have time to pee, okay?
Right.
The last thing I have is time to talk to people I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be this way. But I got a 15-month-old kid.
Well, when I get around to it, I'll still be sending you some stuff I think you'll find interesting.
All right, that'll be good. I'll appreciate that, Steve. Listen, Steve.
Take care, Mike.
Okay, you too, man. I hope you get the lights on. Take care. Take care. Take care, Steve. It's because we're so friendly, Kathy. That's what it is. And I understand, Steve. You know, Steve calls and he listens. Bless you, Steve. He listens to the program, and, you know, it's like, oh, hey, that's Mike. And I understand that. I understand that. Does anybody ever call Limbaugh or Hannity and say, hey, they took my dial tone, and can we exchange numbers? I don't think so. And that's because it's because they are such bastards. So, Steve, I love you, man. I really do. I understand why you call me and talk to me that way. I do. I do understand it. But, you know, we have maybe 80 or 90 listeners across the country tonight. All right, maybe 100. And, you know, it's painful for them. It's not painful for me, Steve. I, you know.
So, Mike, just off the air, boxers or briefs?
Well, you keep it up. You know, it's a long walk from here out to that country place we live in.
What kind of car do you drive anyway? Park it around here?
All right. Let's go to Connie.
Off the air.
Connie, who's called in from Milwaukee. Hey, Connie, welcome to the program. Hey, Connie. Oh, no. Connie. All right, let's put Connie on hold, and we'll try to get Connie here in a minute. Let's try Todd in Pasadena, California. Todd, can you...
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Todd. All right. Thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience.
Oh, I'll hold on any day, man. It's a great show.
Okay.
First, I wanted to just tell the people out here at KTLK, we do not care about Clippers games. Can you please stop interrupting the Mike Malloy show for the Clippers game?
You know, I get so many emails from some of the stations around the country that carry, you know, they don't interrupt Randy. They don't interrupt...
That's right!
They don't interrupt, what's his name, Franken.
Or, you know what they do here is they'll interrupt, what's the guy's, Garofalo and Sam Cedar. Then they'll, after the game, they'll put him on, and then they'll, you know, skip over you.
I know. It sucks, but we just have to deal with it until such time as we don't. Can you imagine what would happen if a radio station, say WLS in Chicago, mm-hmm. preempted Limburger, who's on that station from 11 until 2 Central Time, preempted him for a Chicago White Sox baseball game? Jesus, God, there would be rioting in the street. All right, now I've been talking and took your time. Hold on, Todd. I'll come back right after this break, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Just to stay alive, 'cause the heat is on.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Ever get the feeling that our representatives in Congress are up to more harm than good? This week, Mother Jones Radio presents the Diddley Awards, a salute to congressional incompetence and idiocy. Senator Rick Santorum made the cut by comparing Democrats to Nazis for wanting to use the filibuster. Representative James Sensenbrenner also made the list. He shut down hearings on the Patriot Act after Democrats dared to criticize the act, declaring the meeting irrelevant and turning off the microphones. The Diddley Awards couldn't come at a more appropriate time. Last week, the House used their valuable time to ban lawsuits against gun manufacturers and fast food chains. It was a shameless bow to the fast food and gun industry. But then again, for the Congress that used Terry Schiavo for political gain, nothing seems too shameless anymore. Find out more this week on Mother Jones Radio, streamable online at motherjones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
It's about 25 before the hour. All right, who are we talking? We were talking to Todd in Pasadena, California. All right, Todd, thanks
Hello.
For your patience.
Hello.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, okay, great. Basically, what I want to say is Mary Fitzmas. I know that the they're saying that we only today are going to get Libby, but hopefully
one indictment apparently. But it's my understanding. According to that bastion of truth, the New York Times, that Fitzgerald is going to keep the grand jury and continue his investigation.
Yes, that's I also heard that too. Hopefully, that Washington Times is saying that no. You know, but of course they're going to.
Well,
all these Republicans now are exhaled. They're thinking they're in the clear. And let's hope that I know that's not true. You know.
It could be. You know, look. Remember what happened in the 80s. The most horrendous attack on the U.S. Constitution and international law that I'm aware of up to that point. And a couple of people got convicted. Who went to prison? If I remember, I don't know. Maybe a couple of people did. But Reagan and Bush 1 issued so damn many pardons where it concerned Iran-Contra. 200,000 people were murdered by people like John Negroponte and Michael Chertoff and Cheney and the rest of you. And nobody.
So Ollie North has a show. He has
TV
shows.
Right. And John Poindexter is burrowed deep into the bowels of the government doing whatever damage and murder he can do.
Right.
And get away with. So, I hope these bastards all swing, but. Let's not get our hopes up too high here.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, and by the way, when the lights go out, you always say you get the pig man, right?
Yeah.
Well, I get that Alex T. Keaton wannabe Tucker Carlson. I hate him, man. Oh, boy, do I.
Really? Do you hate Tucker that much? I see Tucker Carlson as just kind of a little dweeb, a smart dweeb, but just a little dweeb. I don't even know if he's that committed to neo-Nazism.
He's smart enough to know the truth. He just chooses.
Well, okay, you can have him. You can have him.
Great. Well, thank you, Mike, so much. Man.
All right, Todd, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. Yeah, when you hang your stockings tonight, you know, don't be too disappointed if in the morning, you know, you have one toy in one stocking and a bag of coal and sticks in the other, you know? It just may turn out that way. Doug is calling from Farmington, New Mexico. Am I saying the name of your town right? Farmington?
Yes,
Doug?
In northern New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Just like to say I'm an active Democrat. Love your show.
Thank you.
To address the frustrations of that other caller who was having problems hearing your show because of the Clippers game, he can stream your show off the Internet, but
that's
doesn't
true.
Work for
yeah.
non-network people like Harrison on the Edge, but it works for your show.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I just wanted to say a comment about that column you read.
The one written by one of the Young Turks, yes.
Yeah, well, first of all, I was wondering where I could find that, but I just want to say, yeah, it just scares the heck out of me that the most powerful man in the country still believes in the rapture and the second coming. And
it's just mind-boggling. The way to find that is to go to Arianna Huffington's blog site. I don't have the direct link, but Arianna Huffington, if you do a Google, bang, you're right there. It's her blog site. And there must be 10 million people who write there. Most of them are pretty good. But just look for the thing on Christians, Jews, and Muslims, how they're all crazy. But go to Arianna Huffington's blog site, and that's where it is.
Cool. I will do that. That's neat. Yeah, I was thought that was really cool. There were a lot of, that guy's Turkish, you said?
Yeah, the Young Turks. They do a show on Sirius Satellite Radio. They're a liberal talk show host, a couple of them, I believe, two of them. They have substituted for me. They've substituted for who else on this network? Yeah, I think they've substituted for Laura Flanders. They're good guys. They're a little bit off base where it concerns the situation in Iraq, but they're right on target where it concerns religion, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, indeed. I have to agree with that one. Anyway, I will pick this up here and let you get to some other.
All right,
others.
Thanks.
Just keep up the good work. I listen to you practically every night.
Well, thanks for checking in, Doug. I appreciate it more than you'll ever know. Leonard is calling from Queens, New York. Hey, Leonard, welcome to the program. Hey, Leonard.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going fine. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, man, these people, these right-wing Republican Noam scholar, have they ever heard of Benjamin Franklin, of Alexander Graham Bell? Don't they know this country is founded on science?
No.
What's with this idiot? How stupid are these people to bring
very stupid.
Did they ever heard of the fairy tale about the killing the goose that lays a golden egg?
They may have heard of that one.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're going to destroy science in school, what's going to become of this country? Are they stupid? Don't they see science being put in India and China?
Do I get prizes? Leonard, do I get prizes if I answer these questions correctly?
Mike, it's so unbelievable. What's happened to this country? What is happening to this country?
The religious freaks took over, and the Republican Party left the stage and was replaced by demons from somebody's hell. I don't know any other answer for you, Leonard. I don't know. I have no idea what happened. I really don't. America got stupid. Politics, thanks to the Republicans, became a blood sport.
Mike, why are the scientists, why are the intelligent people being silent? How can you be silent when they're taking over your country? They're making the law, they take it back into the 15th century of Islamic. What's going on? Why don't intelligent people speak up? Why are they?
Leonard,
quiet?
Slow down. I'm writing down all these questions you're asking me. You're giving me 2 weeks' work here. I got to go find the answers to all this.
Okay, Mike.
What?
You know, I have a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Okay, what is it?
Give them 2 weeks to get a hello today and drop a neutron bomb, drop a hydrogen bomb there.
Oh, no, that makes sense. What's wrong with you, Leonard?
Yes, because the religion, that place has been soaked in blood since 2,000 years ago.
Well, tell me a place on earth that hasn't been.
No, this one especially, they fight over to God. They say, God give it to me and God give it to you. No, you want it, drop a nuclear there and it's going to be on and up for 1,000 years. You want to go live there and have brain dead children just like yourself.
All right, Leonard, let me think that one over. Okay, I'll get back to you. Thanks, Leonard. I appreciate you checking in. I don't know from hydrogen bombs on the Middle East, though. It just, I don't know. But there's something about that idea that's just a little, I don't know, it's a little dodgy, Leonard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're starting to sound like Catherine Lamper.
Who? No. I was going to say, maybe you could give Leonard your phone number.
No, I'll give.
You could talk about it off the air.
Yeah, maybe so. Mike is calling from Harlem in New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
All right, so, Mike, listen, since everybody from the methadone clinic gets to have 10 minutes with you tonight, I've got to respond a little bit here.
Okay, go ahead.
Dropping a neutron bomb on Israel. That's charming.
No, he didn't say Israel. He said the Middle East. He's talking about murdering Jews and Palestinians. So,
oh,
you know.
Okay. Now I feel better. So,
yeah, no. He's equal opportunity mass killer. So
yeah, no, I heard. He said Israel and Palestine. He was going to solve the conflict.
Right,
yeah.
He's going to solve it. Get what did he say, 2 weeks, and if they don't settle it, poosh, you know.
Yeah,
so moving right along.
That's charming. Listen, this is what happens when we decide that it's okay to say whatever we want about religious people. This is the result.
Nah, he's talking about the politics. Mike, don't get caught up in a false dichotomy here. He's talking about the political nature of it.
Okay.
Trust me.
So the
trust
political.
Me.
He said because it's God promised people. This.
Yeah, well, that's what the politics. But that's become the politics. That's become the politics. That's why theocracies. That's why theocracies make people insane.
Okay.
Because what theocracy? Hold on a second. Mike. Hold on a second. That's why theocracies make people insane. Because when you have a theocracy, or you're trying to install one, you can say, look, no matter what you say, you're wrong because God told me that this is mine, or I'm to do that. Look, God told George Bush to invade Afghanistan, and now hold on. God told George Bush to invade Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you really believe God told him to do that?
Okay. George.
Yeah, no. Yes or no?
Of course not.
Okay, there you go. Mike, thanks. I got to leave it there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike. I got to leave it there. Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now the time you have some big ideas. Now the time to make some firm decisions. We saw the Buddha in a bar down south, talking politics and nuclear fission. We see that he's all washed up, moving on into the body of a pendulum. Getting ready for a long, long crawl.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Brain damage, heart damage, liver damage, death. Some of the most dangerous drugs aren't on the street, they're under your sink. Inhalants, household products kids sniff to get high. Protect your kids. Tell them never to sniff inhalants. Because just one time, the first time, can kill. Set rules. Be firm. They'll listen. Call 1-800-729-6686. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job.
I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to homebiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's homebiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the production staff in New York and around the country for the program tonight. Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and Stan Stolpiak in New York City, along with D. Neal. Thanks, y'all. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, and the moderators at MikeBloyd.com. Thanks, everybody. Catherine Bay is our executive producer, and remember, treason is the reason for the season. Carl is calling from Northwest Chicago. Hey, Carl, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thanks a lot. I think I'm not that far from Ben Birch, possibly. I'm out to Northwest.
Yeah, he lives in Elgin.
Yeah, Schaumburg, so I think he's just
a
highway from me.
Yeah.
Real quick, then, just wanted to call to discuss the Myers withdrawal.
Yes.
You know, a critical talking point I think I've missed all day, you know, listening for it and I haven't heard it, is basically the radical right wing of the Republican Party was opposed to the president's judicial nomination, right?
Yes.
And it successfully disrupted her appointment process.
Yes.
Blocking a simple up or down vote in the Senate floor.
Can you imagine that?
So, this, you know, in my view, this hypocrisy really needs to be pushed far and wide, you know, trumpeted, you know, as a preemptive strike in preparation for, you know, any future, you know, judicial nomination.
Oh, no, you're trying to live in reality world. No, we don't exist. No, we don't exist.
The nuclear option immediately if the Democrats even hint at a filibuster.
Well, we don't live in reality world anymore.
Oh, I forgot.
You know, we live in a Christo-fascist world that is run by Republicans in name only. And when they say, well, the Democrats prevent us from having an up or down vote, and then they prevent an up or down vote, it didn't happen, or did it? Or maybe it didn't, or maybe they
don't. But why can't the Democratic leadership, anybody, any voice out there, heck, I haven't even heard that on Air America, why can't we have even a semblance of, you know, some sort of talking point machine?
Because we're Democrats.
Oh, right.
because we're Democrats. We can't find our ass with both hands. We don't know what a left shoe looks like when it's up against a right shoe. We're Democrats. We are determined to always lose, to always be beaten into a corner. We're like abused wives, all of us. That's why. Does that answer for you, Carl?
Yeah, I think that does it.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks for checking in, Carl. I appreciate it. I hope we can get over it. You know, every Democrat in America should have a shelter that we can go to, where our abusers don't know where we are, and we can have counseling sessions, and we can sit around in huge circles and try to overcome the fact that we are self-defeating abusees.
I would just like to go to a shelter where our listeners don't know where we are and can't find us and kill us and drop bombs. And
our listeners? You mean some of the nutcases?
Find out our credit card numbers and...
Kathy has been hitting hard on the NyQuil here lately, so y'all are going to have to just kind of cut her a whole lot of slack, all right? John is calling from Las Vegas. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, John Names here. Yeah, I've talked to you before. I'm the piano tuner. I talked to you a few months ago.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, great. I wanted to remind people that this is the 3-year anniversary of Paul Wellstone's death, and the Democrats need to start talking like him and thinking like him again. And I think that we can't forget his plane crash, because I personally don't think it was an accident myself.
Yeah, well, a lot of people agree with you.
And then another thing I wanted to mention, last night watching the last out of the White Sox game, the Bushes, that was pretty nice, their horror when the White Sox won. And Ozzie Guillen's from Venezuela. Did anyone see Pat Robertson last night? Is he safe from Pat Robertson?
I hope so. You know, what is he, third base?
Yeah, he's the manager of the White Sox. I thought that was
You know, let me tell you something. I haven't followed the White Sox since I read about the scandal.
Neither have I. I didn't watch one game, but I'm from Chicago, so I had to put it on. But
yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I understand.
All I know is if Bush, Herbert Walker, met Ozzie afterwards, I wonder what Ozzie said about, hey, are you trying to take out my president?
Yeah.
I thought that would have been a neat
That would have been a great scene. That would have been a great scene. It would have.
But John, anyway, always liked your show.
Thank you, sir.
And I have another question, too. You been following Pat Tillman's mother trying
yes.
to get to the truth?
Yes, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. What a miserable, sad, horrific story that is.
Well, the thing that I'm trying, all of a sudden it hit me with a light bulb went off, knowing how he felt. How do we know if it really was an accident at this point?
Well, that's true. Maybe they wanted a martyr, and they...
Well, that's what I'm saying, because if he came back and started talking against the Bush administration,
uh-oh.
They didn't want that at all.
That's right. Well, it's hell that you and I have to think that way, but it's a very distinct possibility.
And intelligent design, I think they should call it stupid design. Why do they call it intelligent design when it's so far from the truth? You know?
Because they're scaredy cats.
Yeah, but I always like your show, Mike, and again, the government needs a tune-up, and I would love to do it.
I've seen some of those piano tuning tools. Yeah, you'd tune them up all right. Thanks, John. Thanks for checking in, pal. Bob is calling from New York City. Bob, quick, you got 45 seconds.
Hello.
Yeah.
I've had all this time to organize my thoughts. I just want to thank you for taking my call first and keeping me company while I work. Two things that you said tonight kind of tied in, kind of brought back a memory.
Say it in 15 seconds, Bob. We're running out of time. Go ahead.
Well, in that case, I'm just going to say thanks for doing great work, and thanks for reading that essay by Cenk Uygur, or however you pronounce it, because it was very moving.
Yeah, it was indeed. Bob, call in again. I'm sorry we didn't get to you. We will get to you the next time you call in, I promise. Man. Way too much to talk about. All right, listen, thanks for participating. I'm sorry for everybody we left on hold tonight. I do apologize. You know how it is on this program, right? Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow night. Mary Fitzmas, let's see what happens tomorrow. We're pretty sure one indictment. You never know, you know? In the meantime, Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network.